Hey, kids. This is DJ Sirius Black on CKUT 90.3. We're in hour two. Keep it locked and loaded. If you are sweaty, it is time to get a drink. If you need to get up or you're just tuning in, it's going to get live really fast. So if you're with me in the first hour, please stick around for the second hour. I am DJ Sirius Black. You can find me at DJ Sirius Black on Instagram.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Miss Ben. You're tuned in to Heal, Black Girl Heal, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. So yo, 40 years of hip-hop in Canada, Montreal. So you know I'm going to be playing some locals. Keep it locked.
And locked in. Stop talking and my shoes start walking. Generations until your soul soon be following. It's massive. Objections to relevance. Let the vibe network through your urban like incense. Chip paint layers of grease on the ceiling. Giving me that feeling of old ways. 45 and be the grave. Chilling the hallway. Street lights the only sign to mark the ends in the day. But that was then. Like the ball of my pen. Let it blend with bleached pages. Deliver again. Transcend through time. Truck Canadian. Half American. Part West Indian. Blessed with the best of all to see everything. So I can live, breathe the music I sing.
You can take a journey with me inside. You can take a journey with me outside. You can take a journey with me worldwide. North side, south side, west side.
Of the first musical note, I gotta thank you, mother, to all that I wrote and all that I listened to be coming from you, soothing my ears for years, still bringing me through hard times like hard crimes affecting my friends, harder times like X-Men that be rallying, coming again. Too precious to be abused. Musically gifted people come unlocked or confused. Come unblocked and amused. Make us richer like prior to losing focus on the music taking us higher. Video still killing off the radio star. How far to we lose total control of the art? Got mad love for all, but we know the cycle. We build something just to have the color drain like Michael. I'm sick of seeing this. Read the eagerness. Lead you out to me and mine could be in this.
You could take a journey with me inside. You could take a journey with me outside. You could take a journey with me worldwide, north side, south side, west side, east side.
If I could live my whole life just making this music, best believe I'll be the first to abuse it. And use it in so many ways you can never imagine. Folks who rap themselves in my lyrics just for fashion. Right until the ball of my pen got so stiff I have to use the blood in my hand just so I could finish. Got so much respect for the art. Write daily, practice daily, so that one day maybe my children can look back with astonishment at their mother and be proud of the descent. Didn't Biggie say sky's the limit? We've been given infinite, 360 degrees and still spinning. Continuous, so I try to contribute. Ridiculous for anyone to dispute. My place in the musical coliseum. Indoctrinate Chase in the hip hop museum. Indoctrinate Chase in the hip hop museum.
You could take a journey with me inside. You could take a journey with me outside. You could take a journey with me worldwide. North side, south side, west side.
Yeah, we're listening to some Tara Chase.
As the wind changes, rearrange styles, you on this new. Following the 9-7 release, pursue me. I hear
hit them off. A new edition for their chronicles. 7-4 mark the coming Jewish Gen Hospital. Deja vu. Already know me in the future. The 12th monkey. Expecting all my next maneuvers. Frederina Kruger. I'm reappearing in your dreams. Taking tours through your mental like a mausoleum. Know what I mean? You'll feel it deep within your center. It's cold like winters. Leaving the physical dismembered. One try to touch the flow. Don't you know I had to put her to the street fly super. Phony Jakes, I shook, try to catch me on the lookout. We'll chill before a show, but in the end, I got a book out. Raising to the top, no doubt, I will prevail. Yo, I'm waiting for my voice to retail, then I'll exhale.
Oh, what a tangle web we weave when first we practice to the sea. So what? So
I guess he's trying to take me out.
And
still
and
rising to the top.
Oh, what a tangle web we weave when first we practice to the sea. So what?
Yo, I heard you trying to take me out.
And
right before my eyes, I can't ignore it. Sipping tea to save the vocals that I gotta score with. It's all fluid, got to the top before you knew her. I'm Jackie Chan. I entertain with old maneuvers, never lose to chooser. A good invest like Netscape. Taking on this green eye world with no escape. Body clenching, I gave you ascension like Maxwell. I'm greedy, the more concentrated, the more I swell. It overpowers me, taking my whole anatomy. The mental rape will make me a product of my society. So wise to me, I want my own in life. Be that rich solo, not that rich man's wife. Moving on, far beyond the dons and the wands. Bless the sacrifices made, though my journey's still long. So where you going? Assimilate elevators, I'm showing. Tell the next man so we can keep the next man.
Oh, what a tangle web we weave when first we practice to deceive. So on, so
I guess you're trying to take me out.
And
still rising to the top. And looking 1-7, feeling 11. I'm trying to teach this whole world a lesson, so call me 7. I'm stuck on instrumentals and breaks by the dozen. Don't know me now, but when I'm rich, you wanna call me cousin. Yo, introduce me, the phrase will be synonymous with the one who tricked the fate and made her destiny twist. The typical, just try to grab me while I'm rising. I'll keep smiling and keep you waiting like black timing.
Oh, what a tangle web we weave when first we practice to deceive. So what? So
I guess you're trying to take me out.
And
I'm still rising to the top.
Oh, what a tangle web we weave when first we practice to deceive. So what?
Yo,
so
I heard you trying to take me out.
And
still rising to the top.
Oh, what a tangle web we weave when first we practice to deceive. So what? So
I guess you're trying to take me out.
And
still
and
rising to the top.
Oh, what a tangle web we weave when first we.
Too often we find ourselves working, cheering from the sidelines, pushing others through the finish line, pouring into their bottles while we're running on empty. Cycles of a lifestyle of hard work, no play, but success for everyone else. For too long we tell ourselves we are strong, enough to do it all, yet taking care of us takes the back burner. It's time to move from survive to thrive. It's time to do you, but together. We rise stronger when we make it a reflex to inspire each other, spot each other, support a sister, build up another, and help raise the bar to stay fit. To stay human, being well, is where we find true strength in doing what we do. We find real power when we share the weight of routine. We find more success when we train and aim to be stronger together. But most importantly, we get to do health our way.
What y'all know about Blue River? It's my girl Rowan right there. Spoken word. It's part of hip hop, yo. Don't you forget it. I'm gonna take it back. Like way back.
I remember back in the day.
General Q.
Tell a friend to tell a friend that I just flossed. Cleaning out the airwaves, taking over the station. All hear the general's new foundation. New pride, new flow, new attitude. I'm everything you're not. So why would I be mad at you, saying was I hated, saying they're a fan of you. I just brush it off, light it up and puff a gram or two. That's medication for my twisted thoughts. Back in the day, I never had a day off. I worked 6 days a week just to pay off my rent and school. Now talk about chaos. Back in the day, I didn't have a mom and dad to show me right from wrong. No, all I had was negative thoughts from comrades and hotheads telling me I never make it further than my own bed. But that was back in the day, when I used to be a nobody. Yeah, but that was back in the day, chance, but get one shot, not even one glance. I got swept off my feet, but that was fraud romance. Never trust a girl who's best friends with your man. Back in the day, I was able to trust. Now I know for a fact that men favor lust. And back in the day, they didn't think I was strong, but now I know that this is where I belong. Truth be told, I'm glad I had to struggle. Matured at a young age, caught up with the hustle. Used to have nothing, but now I'm seeing double. Proud that I got up right after I stumbled. Back in the day, I wasn't able to breathe. Now I enjoy life, sit back, blow trees. Got my pen and my pad, all I need is a beat. So forget everyone who didn't believe, But that was back in the day, when I used to be a nobody. Yeah, but that was back in the day, when I used to be a nobody. But that was back in the day,
North side, what up?
Trenisha Brown is the name.
I am great like Kush in a grinder. Lately I've been in my own zone, so it's really hard to find her. Diamond in the rough, dinner with life as it comes. Though at times it get tough, single black female. Used to work retail, one day she got fired. Now I'm trying to take it higher, build my own empire. I'm on my cookie line, find a heart to front. So I'm very upfront, why these girls keep lying? We are not the same, I've been in my own lane. Tell them keep on trying, take a look at my environment. I see the kids and I hope to inspire them to be thyself and love thyself. Cause we were taught to hate thyself and chase that wealth, make it to the top, then remake thyself. How detrimental, put my soul on instrumentals. I'm selling hope and it is hella dope. Leave you drowning in the flow, you might need a boat or a float. Ocean deep, oh so soulful, SWV. I don't have to get nude for you to notice me. Whole game see through, all I see is ass. And all I got is the truth, it don't get more naked than that. Some say fake it till you make it, how they do that? I cannot and I don't get down like that, believe that. Trying to get to your head like intellect, but it's hard to interact when we lack communication. What's to blame? The internet got us anti-social. I've been drinking fine wine, listening to Billy Ocean. Nothing like some peace of mind on a cool summer night. Oh, what a feeling, I am feeling nice. North side, what up?
Thank you.
Heart on my sleeve like I'm here to make peace. Pardon my sneeze, I've been sick lately. Sick of the fake homies. Looking back at all the lies I believe. Like really you think everybody wanna see you succeed? Please. I'm done believing the lies, I'm done buying what they sell and I don't feed into the hype. I seen friends turn to foes in the blink of an eye. When the money coming in, everybody wanna write. But when it all falls apart, nobody there by your side. See money come, money go, and so do people too. I know this to keep up with you, just to hate what you do. But I was taught to love even ones who hate on you, boo. See the problem in you, it's the world we're exposed to. Most folks' definition of love, what could you do for me? If it ain't cash, you're not used to them. If it ain't cash, you're not used to them. They said cash rules everything around me. I've seen cash rules everything around me. They said cash rules everything around me. I've seen cash rules everything around me. They said cash rules everything around me. I've seen cash rules everything around me. They said cash rules everything around me. I've seen cash rules everything around me. Having money only really bugs me. Dollar ain't enough to hold me, kiss me, hug me. Love better fashion, hairy, I love sweaters. Black chinchilla keep me warm in the cold weather. No, love in the heart of the city. And it's a pity bitches out throwing shade like frisbees. Tell them they can miss me like a bus that passed by. Won't stop and I do not do the fake highs. No G2 yet, so much drive. Can't stop till I get mine. Check my wrists, I got no time. Too busy writing compositions. Look around, I see no competition. Cut the small talk, that's no conversation. One question, what's the key? Keys to the combination. We trying to open doors here. Every day I thank the Lord, yeah. Another blessing. Bless the salad and the dressing. Eating good, I ain't stressing. Collard greens on deck. Clean from my toes all the way up to my neck. Stay blessed. Been doing more, been saying less. Ain't trying to impress. Pen to the page, that's the way I express. No UPS, Montreal, Quebec. That's where I be at. North side, hella cold outside. Better protect your neck. North side, hella cold outside. Better protect your neck. They said cash rules everything around me. I've seen cash ruined everything around me. They said cash rules everything around me. I've seen cash ruined everything around me. They said cash rules everything around me. I've seen cash ruined everything around me. They said cash rules everything around me. I've seen cash ruined everything around.
So, I'm gonna step into some newer stuff, and this is Cold by Tammy Tuesdays and Jessica Black.
Quand tu frétis, cold bitch, qu'est-ce que tu croyais? Femme avec la viande, grand goût, qu'est-ce que tu croyais? Mon assiette était pleine, j'ai mangé la mienne, après la tienne. Le trône était libre, j'ai posé mes fesses à l'aise. It's a new day, it's a new wave, nigga, get out the way. It's that big bitch with them big hips, nigga, come get a taste. It's cuffin' season, I don't need no reason. I'ma fuck your man, I'ma take your hoe, I'ma cold bitch.
Femme du frétis.
Cold bitch.
South des couettes.
Yeah.
J'suis une femme du frétis.
Damn.
Qu'est-ce que tu croyais?
Check
it up, man.
Check.
T'as des samedis?
Yeah.
I'm a cold bitch. Femme du frétis.
Cold bitch.
South des couettes. J'suis une femme du frétis. Qu'est-ce que tu croyais? Check une tempête. T'as des samedis? I'm a cold bitch.
Je l'ai rencontré dans un beau bar. Je l'ai raconté plein de beaux bars. Une semaine plus tard, elle était au comptoir comme une cold bitch. Elle a tout pris. Elle était sceptique. Elle a pris le risque. Mais veut ta gousse, même à tout prix. T'es dans la rue. T'as pas d'argent, t'es un itinérant, un abruti. J'suis cold, Tammy. J'trompais une bonne fille avec sa bonne amie. Une de ses sottes a laissé son mec pour goût du genre Fanny.
So I don't usually play males on this show, and y'all know me well, but this verse just slipped in there, okay? Back to Tammy Tuesdays and Jessica Black.
J'suis une femme du frétis. Qu'est-ce que tu croyais?
Wow.
Check it up, man. T'as des samedis?
Listen.
I'm a cold bitch.
Damn.
Femme du frétis.
Cold bitch.
Oh.
South des couettes. J'suis une femme du frétis.
Quoi?
Qu'est-ce que tu croyais? Check it up, man.
Thundies, I'm due. I'm a cold bitch.
Closer than my lace front. Wow. All they do is they front. Ugh. They talk shit, but can't back it up. When I back it up, I fuck it up. I'm cold. When I climb on top, they be falling in love. Keep your love, nigga, keep your fluff.
I want that shit.
Just cause this is a cub.
Pomme de frites, pomme de frites. Cold, 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 bitch.
Yeah.
J'suis une femme de friture.
Bam. Bam.
Check it up, man.
Whoosh. Yeah.
I'm a cold bitch.
Polo, polo, wait a minute. Fake, 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 fake. They front.
Tu croyais quoi?
Polo, wait a minute. Who they faker than my lace front?
Right into it, a flyer than you and your main shorty. Stunting on you at your own party. Your man looking at me and I ain't sorry. If I was you, I would probably be worried. Give a fuck what bitch don't like me. Talking shit, but you ain't gonna fight me. Fresh pair of ones and a brand new white tee. Make enough money to keep myself icy. Stay away from drama cause I ain't with the money yet. I be up plotting all night like an insomniac. Writing all my goals down up in my almanac. Hold up, ah, damn, wait, bring the beat back. Real triple D's, hoes pay for D's. But they looking lopsided like a nigga off a piece. Every time I'm leaving, he thinking I'm out cheating. Cause his pussy got him strung out, ain't no time for misleading. Who the fuck is you that I need a lie, fool? You got shit twisted, I don't care enough, boo. Got a lot of options, cause I'm hella popping. Money don't impress me, better show some respect. Ay, 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 show some respect. Ay, ay, French kiss, blow him a back. Ay, ay, flex, flex on your ex. Ay, ay, bitch on everyone I flex. Ay, ay, gon' twerk some. Hey, 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 gon' flex some. Hey, hey, twerk some. Hey, 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 gon' flex some. Bitch, I'm the prize and the nigga is a plus. Only ever need him if I'm ever tryna bust a nut. See me less when I'm making more. One door closed, it's another open door. Add one more, call that an inventador. I am number one and I ain't even keeping score. On the real though, the real bitches know how to make Jerry curl up with no soul glow. I do shit, you know that you can't do. Your wig looking dry, hit it with some Cantu. Know I struck a nerve with how I just served you. Slim up next, this shit been overdue.
That was just a little bit of Slim. Let's get to some commercials. And when I'm back, we'll be up with our guest, Odessa Thornhill.
Slim.
Le festival Nuit d'Afrique, the rendezvous of world music, invites you to the 36th edition from the 12th to the 24th of July in Montreal. Do not miss one of Brazil's most amazing vocalists, Fabiana Coza, the pillars of Jinawi tradition, Mukhtar Ghania, and Jinawa Soul. The electric blues of the fabulous Don Tyler Watson. Live moments of pure beauty with a South African performance by Derek Gripper and the griot of Corazal Kisisoko. For the full program and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com. Le Festival International Nuit d'Afrique, le rendez-vous des musiques du monde, vous invite à sa 36e édition du 12 au 24 juillet à Montréal. Ne manquez pas l'une des voix les plus étonnantes du Brésil, Fabiana Coza, les piliers de la tradition Jinawi, Mukhtar Ghania et Jinawa Soul. Le blues éclectique de la fabuleuse Don Tyler Watson. Vivez des moments de pure beauté avec la rencontre du Sud-Africain Derek Gripper et le griot de la Corazal Sissoko. Programmation et billetterie sur festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Yes, yes, y'all, and it don't stop. So let's just set the things then. Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. That's how you air. Allo? Let's try it again. Check, check, mic, 1, 2, 1, 2. Is Miss Odessa in the building? And she's not, guys. Give me a sec. Check, check, check. Are you here? There you are. Can you hear me? Odessa. I can hear your background. Can you hear us? So y'all sit tight till I get this going.
Wherever you choose to have your next adventure, go with Avion.
Stripping away shame, I shed the pettiness. I know petty is played out. I release all energies and relationships where my present isn't recognized as a gift. Miss me with the incompetent insight, the hidden things I reveal to me in the sanctuary, because the great I am saw it first and said something, and I can't unsee it, I can't unhear it. I'm really careful of the 411 I take in on social media. My mind is a temple, I must guard it accordingly. This content and for my ascension, I use it all to get more holy, more sanctified. I am walking scriptures, personified in womanhood, heavy on the spiritual, because divinity is in the details. That's what makes me undeniable. I annihilate, obliterate all sorcery and generational spells, curses that keep me in a state of deep sleep and numbness to my majestic magic that's encoded in my DNA. I will not permit incompatible energies to infiltrate my sanctuary. At the core of my heart space, feminine mystery is downloading into my behavior through devotional prayer as I speak, as I receive, as I step into the room.
Check, check.
In this temple, ceremony is going down.
Hey, are you there?
Hey, yes, we're hearing you.
Awesome.
All right, let's just... Thanks, Alex. The technician had to come up from upstairs to help me out. So let me just set things up for us. All right, because I did have to place the instrumental of Erykah Badu, the healer, for a reason. Ladies and gents, if you do not know about my guest, let me just tell you a little something, something. Here she is. Okay, so Odessa Thornhill is a doctorate of natural medicine, womb wellness coach, birth and postpartum companion. She offers natural medicine support to women who suffer from irregular and abnormal cycles, infertility, hormone imbalances, and chronic womb health conditions. She helps her clients to achieve concrete, transformational results, vibrant health, peaceful periods, successful pregnancies, without feeling the overwhelm of do-it-yourself holistic medicine. Ladies and gents, give it up for Mademoiselle Odessa Thornhill. Let me tell you, when it comes to holistic living, this is the woman who broke the ice. She made it very, very uncomfortable. She made it very comfortable for me to be uncomfortable. And so years later, I am where I am today because this energy, this being opened a couple of doors for me that I can't say I wanted open. But yes, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for that intro.
Absolutely.
I'm good. It's warm. The sun is shining. You know, everyone has health, so we're good.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a few of us that, okay, so just foremost, we're just going to bait out your scene. You're in Toronto, Ontario right now.
I am here.
Formerly a resident and long time resident.
Born and raised.
Right. Of Montreal, Quebec. And you know, there's just quite a few of us that are wondering, are you gonna be coming back to visit? Are you going to be setting up workshops? We yearn for you.
Oh my. Well, I have a weekend planned in August. Mm-hmm. August 12th, I will be in Montreal. I've been putting the word out very slowly in my mm-hmm. tight community.
Yes.
I think, you know, I'm just gonna open up the energy for anyone who is ready for a session that weekend. Sure. I'm prepared to receive clients.
Right. So, I mean, I know all about you. I know all about your work. Can you give us like the elevator pitch of what exactly? I mean, okay, let's start. Let's start with one thing at a time because you do like everything. let's start with womb steaming.
Mm-hmm.
What is with that? Yoni steaming.
Yeah, womb steaming, yoni steaming, vaginal steaming. Basically, it's a form of hydrotherapy, of water therapy. So when we think of going to the spa, we go to like the jacuzzi or the sauna and we sit in the room and our pores open up because the heat from the steam and the water gives us an opportunity to sweat. We feel good. We feel relaxed. There is an old, old tradition that is found on every continent that is based off of women being able to hydrate and steam their vaginas, their vulvas. It's an old, old practice. And so it has been revived here, especially in the West, where women are revolutionizing their womb health, their reproductive wellness.
Yes.
And so anyone can do it. Be very careful. But it's really just, you know, warm water. You would boil the water, let the water cool. You would stoop over it. And it helps to nourish and cleanse and clean the membrane, the cells, the skin. You know, imagine all of the things and the people and the, you know, experiences that our Netherlands, that our butterflies, that our, you know what I mean, our sacred parts experience. And we never, ever, ever, ever think to clear, clean, and cleanse them out, but we'll do everything else.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a revolutionary act.
So important. So this is something that I do every time I'm finished menstruating. So one very important aspect is that if you are on your period, you cannot go through this process. Is there a reason why?
Yeah, because heat actually encourages blood flow. And if you are experiencing, you know, shorter cycles, less than 27 days, if you're experiencing spotting, if you have prolonged menstrual cycles, you have to be very careful because you can incite more bleeding or you can incite heavier bleeding.
Okay. Interesting. Can you do this or can we do this while we are pregnant?
Not while you are pregnant, no. If you are interested in finding out through someone who has the training, using it potentially at the end for birth, the actual labor portion, or for postpartum, then that would be suggested, but most definitely 100% not during birth. And it's suggested that you speak with someone who has the training as a vaginal steam facilitator or yoni steam practitioner.
How long after giving birth, like during the postpartum wellness and getting back to health, would you suggest, how long do you wait until you have a steam?
Usually, women can start as early as they would prefer. Some women start right away as soon as their bleeding stops.
Mm-hmm.
Some women will steam immediately right after to help the placenta to any residual adhesions or pieces left from the placenta, help it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, you know, it's not like, we're having this conversation here, and I'm 100% aware of the listeners and of, you know, the implications of making suggestions, you know, for health reasons. And it's for this reason why I'm making sure to suggest that you have a conversation with someone who has the training, because there are a lot of women who do not have the training and are walking you through these processes.
Right.
Now, these processes are very helpful, mm-hmm. But you have to be extremely careful of when you're using it, how you're using, what you're using, how it's responding to your body, and then how to pivot if you have a response that is less than desirable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's important. Like, I have to make sure and say this because you're asking some really, really great questions, but these are answers that are very, very much reserved for after having had a consultation, right? Because the other piece that I want to say, and I'm sorry to just run away with this, but I want to make sure and put these disclaimers out there, right? Because like I said, there are a lot of people out there who are just, you know, putting you onto some stuff. You know, we're able to access Google and get in there and get all that information, and there's a really great, you know, piece to that, but you have to be so careful. Different women's bodies respond differently.
Yeah.
And there isn't a one size fit all, although there are general protocols that can be followed.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're talking about specifically postpartum and all of that, yes, a woman can seem postpartum. It is suggested that she have a program prepared for her. Right? Because is it a 10-minute steam, you know, three times a week? Is it a, you know, is it a 15-minute steam once a week? Is it, you know what I mean? Is it at the end of, like, what is it for you specifically? You see? Yeah.
That's why I had you on the show today. So I have heard a success story about a woman who is having issues with fertility. And with your help, she is pregnant. So,
okay.
Yes, it was quite excitement. And so it most definitely does help with fertility. But however, you were very clear about different women have different responses to the medicines that you provide as well. Can you just briefly mention some diseases that women come to you with that you can, that you may or may not be able to help them through?
Yeah, so most of the time, women who are experiencing fibroids, PCOS, endometriosis, miscarriages, infertility will come to see me. Now, not everyone knows what their diagnosis is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes women are coming because they have a recurring vaginal itch.
Mm-hmm.
Some women are coming because they have completely, like, they're floored because of their mood swings, or they've just got so much trauma that they've experienced and they need support or guidance. So the basis of my work, I focus on womb wellness. I focus on women's health because, like, you know, listen, we have Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
We have, you know, all these different attacks.
Yeah.
Coming from different angles. And it's at a really pivotal time in the history of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, making sure that women can put the pieces together again and remember their bodies and understand how we've come to stay in the positions that we're in. You know what I mean? Like, why do you feel disconnected from yourself? Why are you bleeding incessantly? Why? You know what I mean? Do I feel like, you know, I could, should, but I can't?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the nature of the work I do is very much centered around wholeness medicine. So mind, body, soul, and womb, spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, karmic, all of that.
Shinalai, let me tell you, when we had our women's circles, there were times where she was just like, listen, it was like I was the joke because I was chips. I'm like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there.
That's
like, thank
true,
you for bringing it up. You know, like the pot, the water was boiling, but I wasn't putting anything in the pot to cook.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, it was just like, wow, okay, no, I can't understand, but hold on, okay. Like, what's that emotion? Yeah. Where is it coming from? Why is it happening? I loved the collective that we did when I did my first experience. We were with a group of women, all shapes, all sizes, all ethnicities. Now, you can do this alone, but it was really interesting to do it with a bunch of women because we had to touch ourselves, just our body, our breasts, you know, our pelvic floor. And it was just like, oh, I was like, oh, that's what it feels like. And
exploration.
Yeah. And then it was a little uncomfortable. And I'm like, this is my body. Man could touch me, but I can't touch me. You know, that was really, really interesting. There's so many things that that this woman brought up. Okay, one of the things, right, is that, you know, you meet somebody, you get romantic, and then you start getting physical and sexual with this person, right? But you're not thinking about his demons, and you're not thinking about the people that he slept with and their demons, and then the other, like, you know, my backstory and their backstory. And I was just like, oh shoot, no, I gotta cleanse this out.
Right?
It's not like you just sit on a bowl and the steam comes up. There's writing that is involved. Yeah. And I had to write and talk about, you know, just talk about what I'm getting rid of. And I didn't even know I had to get rid of certain things. Anyways, listen, don't get me started, because these conversations go on forever. Like, these workshops are what? They were like 3-4 hours, maybe five.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, actually. That was at the time when I was really, like, and I was doing this for free, right? Was this when I was doing this free one?
No, this.
In my home, or this was the weekend? When I did this.
It was a weekend thing. And, yeah. No, it was like, it was by donation. Like, I do remember.
Yes,
having to pay. It was the women's circle.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and it went from like every Sunday to every other Sunday to like once a month. And then it was just like, oh my gosh, no, wait, I'm just getting started, you know? And it was like, the more we wanted to grab onto you. And then it was like, but do you know, okay, let me get to the ego now. What I had realized is that a lot of times I would come to Odessa and I'm like, this is what's going on. And she's like, you have to do your work. And I did not understand what that meant.
Yeah.
4 years into it, I'm like, this is the work she was talking about. So like, she would give a theme and she'd be like, this is what we're talking about. I never wanted to go there. She would give us some writing exercises, and then it doesn't just end there. You know, you need to go home and journal about it and stuff like that. But I only got to the surface. It was like when we were in group, okay, I gotta let my guard down. And I got a touch on some of these things. I was not working on it. So it got to a point where Odessa kind of had to ease off. And I had to learn for myself that it's not like a psychiatrist that you just sit down and talk about your feelings. No, you got to work through it.
You know, it's so interesting, you know, that you're bringing up some of these memories. Like, some of them I remember, some of them I don't, some of them are mixed in with others. And yeah, you know, the like, doing the work is important. So first of all, creating a safe space is important, right? Like, that's of the utmost, because women, we don't have safe spaces, and many of us don't even feel safe in our own bodies, right?
Speak on it.
And you know what I mean? And because we're not feeling safety in our bodies, we're looking for safety in other people and in other things. So that's the first reason, you know what I mean, why it's like, okay, when we're coming into those weekends or those retreats or those workshops, the focus is always like, you know, what is the wisdom of your body telling you? Have you ever felt your body? Have you ever experienced yourself? You know what I mean? Because you're giving up this preciousness. Everybody understands the value of what you carry, but they don't want you to recognize that. So that's where this comes in. And then, you know, like, when we talk about healing, what inspired me on this journey, what made me want to do this work, was just my own wanting to heal, you know, like looking at physically what was happening and, you know, but then realizing like, okay, but this is happening at the same time. And how come this and how come that? And pushing further and further. It's like, you know, it's the potential of who we are as people we are like at 2%. We're at 2%. And it is through the vehicle of the womb that we are able to really and truly make a difference for yourself, you know. And this is how I began to look at it. It's like I have my own desire and my own strivings to be my best self. You know, what am I eating? What am I thinking? What am I doing? And I'm not perfect. Oh, man. Yeah. Far from it. You know what I mean? But I love this work so much. And it's so important to me that I have to share it with others. Yeah. Now, it has to be shared in a way that, you know, it's palatable, but it can't be forced.
Yeah.
Because that's what, like, what you're explaining. I can lead you. Anyone can lead you. Yeah. There's information all over the place. It's an inundation of information.
Yeah.
But that's all it is. If you don't actively make the steps to get the transformation,
tell them,
you're not getting anything from this information. And then if you're coming to me and I'm not holding you accountable to these steps, then I'm just like, I'm just making you pay for Google information.
Right.
You know, so for me, like this work, like it's really, really sacred. It's important. Mm-hmm. Like there's a passion there that I wish sometimes would die down a little bit so I can do something else. You know, but
yeah. So, okay, just so I am correct when I address you, because I did read that you are a doctorate. So
I am, but just call me Odessa.
Okay. No, you don't want Dr. Thornhill, Dr. O.
I'm okay. Just Odessa.
Yeah, just Odessa.
Just Odessa.
As humble as can be. Like, sorry, I just have shivers. I'm so excited to just speak to you. Because at one point, it was like you were quite inaccessible. You were just doing your thing. You're in Toronto. You are... you're just building. And it was just like, okay, well, we're here on our own. And as you were saying, we had to do our work. I had to do my work. So the little girl that I was a decade ago, when I came to you at first, I am not her no more.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, I just have to be clear. And I mean, the name of the show is Heal, Black Girl Heal. But these are not just Black girl issues. Okay, these are women issues, right?
100%.
And to the male listeners, okay? Because, I had this conversation with a gentleman the other day, and he was like, you know, I hear you, and you're going to these therapies, and they have a lot of things for women, and et cetera, et cetera. Where do us men go?
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, like, I saw one... open space for men only, for Black men only, and it happens once a month. Fimo Mitchell is one person on Instagram that you all got to check out, and he moderates a few of these groups, so always ask with him. I'm just curious to know, like, there is some sort of genital steaming that men can...
lingam steaming, but it becomes more of like a perineum steam because you have to be careful of the heat with the testicles.
Okay.
So there's a particular technique and, you know, setup and all of that. But yeah, most definitely anybody can do it. Like really and truly, it's like a hydration. Think of like a spa experience. And it's interesting, there are some professionals who will say like, I don't get it, it's not scientific, and like, you know, like you can build up mold and everything, and it's like, okay, but you go to the spa regularly, and you know what I mean, like grease yourself out as you normally should, and then like, so, and after that, what's the problem? You know what I mean, like you feel good when you go, and anyone who has tried doing a steam, I can tell you after that first 5 to 7 minutes when your body relaxes. You have a whole different conversation afterwards. You know what I mean? Like it really creates a completely different experience.
Yeah.
A very, very different experience. Like I just want to add on, like, you know, as a doula, one of the techniques that we're taught to teach women when they're birthing and they're having a difficult time relaxing their pelvic floor muscles is to make the horse lips sound up, because it relaxes the muscles of the pelvic floor.
Right.
And to go even further, when we look deeper at the actual anatomical structure, right, at the ligaments, at the positioning of the uterus, of the vocal cords, of everything, you can see there's so many parallels there. So it's like, you know, one area of the body, like, you know, it's not, we're not a cookie cutter, you know what I mean, anything. They once didn't believe, you know, quantum physics is what it is. Mm-hmm. So, like, quantum, let's get with it.
Let's get with it. That's just facts. So I just, I really want to reiterate what you had said previously, and this is concerning the males that are interested in steaming. Again, you cannot just go to anybody and they say, have a seat or pop a squat and let's steam because of the heat and the testicles, you were saying?
That's right. These sperm counts. Yeah, right. It can affect your sperm counts, sperm motility. From mobility,
So be mindful. Is there? Do you have any name drops that perhaps these males can to speak with?
I would prefer to. Maybe you can collect their information, and then I can have a conversation with them to guide them.
Okay.
That would. If anybody has that kind of question.
All right, folks, so hold up, because it is 3:55 on the dot. For those of you who are just tuning in, it's your girl, Miss Ben. You're listening to Heal Black Girl Heal right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. And I am in interview with Odessa Thornhill, whom is a doctorate in womb. I just want to say in womb. We're talking about mind, body, soul, / spirit. As a whole, and so we were mostly speaking about women, but if you are a male or you are a woman that is inquiring about the male body, you can still contact she don't want to be called Dr. Odessa Thornhill, but she has her doctorate. So where and how can we contact you?
My Instagram is Cultivate Your Own Wellness. So you can find me at Cultivate Your Own Wellness. That's the same thing for Facebook. It's the same thing for YouTube. And if you want to send me an email, you can hit me up at info@cultivateyourown.com.
You have a YouTube?
I do. Cultivate Your Own Wellness. And I have a podcast too. Oh, man.
You better talk up.
Working hard.
And what do you discuss within your podcast?
Well, basically, looking at, you know, different ways of thinking, ways that, you know, you should be espousing, because it's about mindset. You know what I mean? Like, there's the action and everything that I walk you through in terms of, you know, how you should do the techniques, why you should do the techniques, but really and truly understanding, like, why you should espouse these different kinds of mindsets when you're embarking on your womb wellness journey. You know what I mean? Like, you know, women are, you're hearing your doctors tell you that, you know, no, your body can't do this, and you're believing it. You know what I mean? Why are you believing them? You know what I mean? Yes, there's a certain level of science that we can rely on, but, like, there's this whole other aspect of healing that is unexplored. You know what I mean? Like let's start thinking about that. And if you are thinking of doing medicine, then you need to start thinking about how to work with medicine, because you can't take natural medicine the same way that you take allopathic medicine. Right? So if you are deciding to start the natural medicine process, you need to understand how to think, because you're not going to get results after 3 days. You will, but you won't get the results that you're looking for. That's going to take a longer period of time, especially if you have chronic health problems. So within the context of the podcast and within my work, everything that I'm putting out is basically getting people to understand that, you know, like it isn't just, this is not just like a one and done type of thing. Oh, you know, I bought some tea and it's finished.
Yeah.
You know, and that was it. It's like, no, if you are looking to heal your body, if you're looking for natural support, if you think that, you know, you want to change your lifestyle, you need to understand what is required.
Yep.
You need to understand what is required, because if not, like you're gonna go inside there, you're gonna arrive at your troubles, kind of like you did, Amanda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like you wanted to do the work, you were showing up to do the work, but you weren't ready to do the work.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so it's like you need to have that kind of it's just me dropping those nuggets that nobody told me about.
Right. pretty much like if there was one fruit and veggie that can help with the womb or reproduction.
One fruit and veggie. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is avocado, because it's shaped like a uterus.
Mm-hmm.
Nature reflects nature, and we are a part of nature.
Yeah.
And when we eat foods that reflect the organs, like, you know, people think it's like cliche, oh, this is cute stuff. No, there's a science, but there's a full science behind this within natural medicine.
Yeah.
You eat the foods that look a particular shape. You eat the foods that have particular colors. You eat foods that have specific tastes, right? Mm-hmm. So I would go with avocado. And then my other one would be maybe aloe vera.
You can eat that?
You can drink it, you can eat it, but it's more like a detox and a pH balancer. So if you have a very strong odor, you can pick aloe vera juice, you can eat the aloe, you can blend it. If you have an issue with moving your bowels, which can also be a reason why you're experiencing period pain, right? So all of these, like the aloe will help to clean out the body, which will help to enhance your period experience, right? And the avocado is a really great source of fat. Right, fat and protein, which is always good for the body.
I'm sorry, I'm just cackling a little bit. What does enhance your